Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and we're doing something a little bit different today. We're live, but I'm not in the studio. I'm actually out at the Summit County Fair in Talmadge, Ohio right now. Our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, has a booth at the fair, and we thought it'd be nice to try and do a live broadcast from the fair, and through the magic of cellular technology, we're able to do this. And we've also got some guests that are going to be on the program with us today. And also out at the fair with us, Melissa Willer from Life's Little Adventures Farm, Bernard Christie from Harmony Helping Hands, and Denise Leopold with Right to Life of Northeastern Ohio. And they all have booths out here at the fair, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. So if you get a little background noise and everything, we're surrounded by people. And there's announcements going on at the fair. And let me encourage you to visit us out at the Summit County Fair if you get a chance. Come out to the Summit County Fair. It's running through Sunday in Talmadge, Ohio, right off from Route 91. And it's located kind of between corner 91 and Howell Road. Let me just give you a little background real quick as we get to our guests here in just a moment. But in Acts chapter 17, and starting in verse 15, the Bible says, "And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens and received commandment of Silas and Timotheus for to come to him with all speed. They departed. Now while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met him." Now wait for a moment for a truck to go by here. There we go. But there's the key. There's the key. Paul met in the market daily with them that met with him, and he was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the fair is kind of the marketplace. We're right here just from the entrance of the fair as you come in, and Right to Life, and our church is on the right-hand side, and Life's Little Adventure Farm and Hermes Helping Hands on the left-hand side as you come into the fair. Come out and check us out, Summit County Fair. And let's go ahead and start first with Melissa Willer of Life's Little Adventure Farm. And Melissa, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can. Thanks for letting me come.
Well, we're glad to have you with us on the at the fair today and on the radio. And give a quick synopsis of what your ministry is here.
At Life's Little Adventures Farm, we rescue and rehabilitate animals, mainly horses, but we have 11 species. We operate as a no-kill facility, but taking care of the animals is only a small portion of what we do. The animals, once they're healthy and rehabbed, then we train the animals to help people in their rehabilitation. And as the families are getting better mentally, emotionally, and physically, that opens the door for us to be able to present the gospel and minister to them spiritually as well. So the animals are the tool, and at the same time, you know, we get a referral from battered women's shelters, right, crisis centers, and all of that, and we take no government funding because we don't want to lose our freedom of speech. So, and all of our services are free of charge, because most people that are going through a hard time or a crisis, they have the least resources, but they have the most needs. And we're just trying to make a difference in the here and now, but also plant seeds for eternity at the same time.
That sounds like a great ministry. And you're right across the main entrance aisle from us. And you've got a number of things there, including some rabbits and different things. And you get a lot of attention from the young people that way. But it's a tremendous ministry. And how long have you been coming to the fair?
This is either our fourth or fifth year at the fair, and it's just a way to outreach, let people who need our help find us. We're also hoping to possibly raise a few prayer partners, and that at the same time, we're trying to help take care of some tangible needs. Last year, we rescued 7 rabbits. People lost their homes. We were able to provide dog food and cat food to 6 families this year at the fair already. So that is a tangible way of helping them take care of their animals, which is a way for them to realize that we care about the people as well.
Well, that's great. That's a tremendous opportunity. You're out in the marketplace, those ideas at the fair, and people coming and going, and it gives you a tremendous opportunity to reach out and share the love of Christ with people. That's a wonderful thing. And we'll probably get you back with a couple more things, but first, how can people get a hold of you if they want to contact you?
The best way is via email, which you can do that off our website, which is www.lifelittleadventuresfarm.org or .com. My cell phone number is 330-201-7425. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And like I said, we'll have this information available on our website. And you can always find out information about our program, about our church, about our different guests that we've had. And if you go to our website at livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com. And you have to give me a few days to be able to get this uploaded onto the program and everything, or onto the website and everything together, because obviously I will not be in the studio to pick up a copy of the program for a few days at least to be live out here at the fair. And, we've got another guest that's with us here, and I've got Bernard Christie of Harmony's Helping Hands, who's right next door to Life's Little Adventures Farm. And, Bernard, welcome to Live with Pastor Al. All right, here he is.
Hello, my name is Bernard Christie. I am based in Talmadge, Ohio. We are a nonprofit organization that helps people with food and clothes, and we also do a free meal once a month at the church. Really unique program that we've been able to help hundreds of families with either food baskets or coming in and getting some free clothes, gently used clothes to help people. We're always looking for people who can help partner with us to help meet these needs. And in the fact that we also can't carry the burden alone, again, we are a nonprofit, so anything that you are able to do is a great benefit.
Well, that's a tremendous opportunity as well, and I know you've got a lot of information there and helping kids out with things getting ready for school this year as well. You've got some lists of suggested school supplies and things. And how long have you been at the fair?
Yes. Again, we are having August 8th. We are having our back to school giveaway, which will include any clothes that folks need. Even though it is August, we include our winter apparel. We'll have a small supply of school supplies for the children. The first 50 that come in will be able to get a book bag. And again, it'll have like rulers and things like that, and pens and pencils, paper. All this is available to those who come in. If you have any questions or are willing to, whether you need help or are willing to help, if we are easy to reach, you can call our office at the Harmony Baptist Church in Talmadge, Ohio. The number is 330-633-1127. Or you can reach us via email, harmonieshelpinghand@gmail.com.
Well, I certainly encourage people to come out and visit us at the fair and check out the Harmony's Helping Hands booth. You can see that. You can see how you can get involved. And it's a tremendous ministry. And I want to thank you for being on the program, and we'll probably try to touch base here a little bit more. But again, the information will be available on our website, hopefully by this time next week at livewithpastoral.com. You should be able to find out that, and we'll have hopefully an MP3 file available of today's program there at livewithpastoral.com. And we've got another guest with us today. We have Denise Leopold of Right to Life in Northeast Ohio. And I'm going to shift positions here so we don't overlap on our phones too much. So go right ahead.
Yes, there's a lot of noise going on out here. And hi, and thanks for having me, Pastor Al.
Well, thank you. Glad to have you.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about why we're out here. The Summer County Fair and most county fairs are educational opportunities to reach people, and this is a good opportunity for us to tell them about our mission, which is to protect all innocent human life from conception through natural death. And we do that through a lot of ways. We do it through educating. I do a lot of programs in schools and churches to teach people about the sanctity of life based on Christian principles. We advocate. We do witnessing outside of abortion clinics, Planned Parenthood locations, any place where people need our help to teach them about the sanctity of life or to educate the public. We promote legislation, which protects women and protects children. We do a lot of unification programs. We work with churches. Well, actually, through Portage and Sonoma County, there's almost 600 churches that we try to unify in the pro-life message. And then we have a lot of programs that are kind of social programs that bring like-minded people together to make our voices stronger. And this is a full-time job for us. And the way morals and values are in this country, we have our hands full.
And, you know, your videos that have been out lately, I mean, you can certainly see gets a lot of attention, and
yes,
really kind of pulling the covers back for the average person who's not really aware of what all moves on in the abortion.
No, and it's a real tragedy. I mean, these are things that we've been saying for a long time. We have lots of research on our website that shows the truth of what these videos are saying. And the difference between these videos and everything we've been seeing over the years is that the news media finally picked up on it. And so the country's becoming more aware of it. And none of this is new. And a lot of it is because people just aren't taught the value of life. And we need to bring that back and bring those morals and values from the pulpit, too. So it's a long road to hoe, but we're doing it.
Well, and I'm thankful you're out here at the fair. How long has your organization been here at the fair?
Oh, I can't even remember how long. We've been doing this for years. Our booth is a little bit bigger this year. We have a video playing all the time that shows the progression of life through 4D ultrasounds. And that's something new if people think they haven't seen everything before. So we have lots of new stuff for them to see. But we're going to keep coming until there's an end to the disrespect for life.
And then you're right, and as you come into the fair, you're, I think, the very first booth right on the right.
Yeah, we are. It's really good. We give out balloons to the kids and try and get their parents to sign petitions to do a defunding of the abortion industry. Because even if you are pro-choice, you want your money paying for someone's abortion that they're just aborting their child or throwing away their child just because it's inconvenient. And so it's not right. We want to change their minds, too. But the important thing is that our tax dollars shouldn't be going to the abortion industry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do want to thank you for being out here as well. How can people get in touch with Right to Life North?
Well, we have an extensive presence on Facebook. We have a great website, lots of research, lots of answers to your questions, and that's www.righttolifeofnortheastohio.com. You can call our office, 330-762-2785, and we'd be happy to answer any questions or get you to help us with our cause.
Well, that's great, and I encourage people, like I said, we'll have that information up on our website as well at liveatpastorout.com, and we're doing well on time. I wanted to mention a little bit real quick on our church's website, our church's booth that we have here, too. And I've helped out with some commentaries as well over the past several years. And this is our first time that our church has done this on our own here at the Summit County Fair. And then we have a variety of Bible tracts and some John and Romans that we give away. And we also have set up with some videos playing, dealing with how we got our Bible, some things dealing with Noah and the flood, creation and evolution controversy, a couple of different things. And we try to get people thinking. We have our main focus of our display is a board that has three things God cannot do. We get a lot of reactions to that. And people say, well, God's all powerful. He can do everything. There's nothing God can't do. And usually if I can get people to stop, that's the first key. You know, they're stopping, they're looking, they're starting to ask questions, they're starting to think. And I think with all of our ministries here today, that's the key. We need people to stop and think about what's happening in the world today. There's people that are struggling, whether it's families struggling to put food on the table or clothes and school supplies or going through emotional crises where they need a little help, or whether it's a young woman that's
pregnant and alone and doesn't know what to do, and the world trying to pressure her into an abortion. We want to get people thinking, and that's kind of what I think God cannot do. It starts with the idea that God cannot lie, and that's the first one behind the bullet. And when people hear that, they realize that, and it allows us to realize that God is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. And then the second thing is, God can't change. And see, we lie. We need to change. God cannot lie. He's not going to change. So we need to be changed. And that leads to our third rule, which tells us that God cannot let sinners into heaven unless we're born again, like Jesus told Nicodemus when he said that, verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so we tell people need God to change them. We need his righteousness. We need his nature. We need the forgiveness of sins that he makes possible through Christ. And all these ministries are here today. I'm just checking, trying to keep track of time, and we're doing well on time. I think I can give everybody another minute or two to maybe sum up something, maybe some blessing or something that's happened at the fair, some way that you've been able to help somebody. And we'll start with Denise first, since you were last time. Can you say maybe something to pick out with a fair ministry, something from your organization?
Sure. We reached a lot of people. There's a lot of people that have been signing the petitions and that bear their souls to us and give us their own personal testimony of how this abortion fiasco in our country has affected them. And we'd like to share with them a lot of the things that they can do. We do have a couple of events coming up. On August 22nd is the National Day of Protest Against Planned Parenthood. We're just going to do a peaceful prayer protest and stand outside the Planned Parenthood locations across the country. We'll be in Akron on West Exchange Street. You can join us for that. The information's on our website. We're having a memorial service for the unborn on September the 12th at Holy Cross Cemetery in Akron. To honor the children that have been aborted that people just forgot, and that's going to be a great event with ministers from all over Akron and our legislators joining in. And there's lots of other events that are coming up that are all on our website at www.rightthelifeofnortheastohio.com.
I appreciate that, Denise. Thank you. And we're going to do all the ladies first here. So, so go ahead and we'll jump in here.
Okay.
Life's a little farm, adventure farm here.
Yeah. Yeah, Lifeville Adventures Farm. Our website is www.lifelittleadventuresfarm.org, and we've been able to help six or seven families be able to keep their pets because we gave them some cat food and some dog food. But we've also met with several of the veteran organizations to show them ways how our animals and our free services at our farm can be able to help their guys and gals that are cycling out of the military. And I just think that's so important that they need to know that somebody does care, but even more importantly, that God can heal them and help them to overcome all of the things that they've undergone while they were serving overseas. And so we're just here to help and answer the call and choose to allow God to use us wherever we are. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Thanks again, Melissa. I appreciate that. And then Bernard, things stand out from the fair ministry?
What's been really unique to us is we are here to just get the word out about who we are and what we do. Our way to do that is to we've given out over the last 4 years over 1,000 Book of John and Book of Romans to people that have passed by. And on our site at the fair, which has just been fantastic. Our main need is not only to meet the physical needs of folks, but the spiritual needs. And the way to do that is to get the word into their hands. And to us, that is our main goal. No matter what we've done, whether it be the free meal or the food baskets or the clothing giveaway, a Bible has went and everything that has went out through our program, and just continue. If nothing else, you can pray for us. And as like I said, if you have any questions, whether you can help or need help, just give us a call at the church. The number is 330-633-1127. That helps all the people in Talmadge and the surrounding areas.
Well, thank you, Bernard. I appreciate that. I appreciate all of our guests that are here today with us here at Summit County Fair. And again, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, live from the Summit County Fair. And all our guests are here today, and their ministries are right here. If you get a chance, The fair is running through Sunday, and you can come on in. It's relatively inexpensive, about $6 to get into the fair, I believe. And you can find the fair online at, I believe it's summitfair.com. Summitfair.com or summitfair.org, what they got here. I had that at one point. I believe it's summitcountyfair.com. But you'll find that on there, and you can find more information about the other programs that are here. There's a lot of neat things to do at the fair, and for me, this is kind of nice because I used to come here when I was in 4-H as a teenager and had rabbits and goats and sheep and all kinds of things here at the fair, and it's kind of nice to see how it's grown over the years. But one of the things that I found, maybe our guests will agree with this, this fair has been kind of faith-friendly, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
It's been a rather faith-friendly fair. And they've been welcoming to various units to be here. And as you come into the fair in the main entrance, like I said, the first booth you'll see on the right, appropriately on the right, is Right to Life. That's fitting if you're on the right rather than the left. And that's Right to Life, North Houston, Ohio, right now come in on the left, or on the left, I just put it on the right. And then as you come down through and you get about to the middle of the main entryway, there's buildings on either side. And on the right side, about the middle, is our booth with the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And I'd love to have you stop by. And then also right directly across from us, Life's Little Adventures Farm. And they've got quite a bit on display there, as well as some rabbits and things that you can pet. And then right next to that is Harmony's Helping Hands. And I want to thank our guests for being here with us today. We've got plenty of time, I guess, and doing a live program from the fair for the first time. It's been an adventure right there. And not knowing what to do, but we've got about 3 minutes left in the program, and I'm going to have you guys quickly give your contact information once more again. Bernard, why don't you go ahead with your contact information, and all real quick.
Absolutely. Again, we're Harmony's Helping Hands, based out of the Harmony Baptist Church in Tallmadge, Ohio. Our number at the church and our offices is 330-633-1127. You can also reach us on Facebook, just liking Harmony's Helping Hands, or we have our own website where you send out an email address of www.harmonieshelpinghands@gmail.com.
I appreciate that, Bernard. It's Harmony's Helping Hands. And Melissa with Life's Little Adventure Farm, go ahead and give your information real quick again.
Our website is www.lifeslittleadventuresfarm.org or .com. You can email me right off the website. My cell phone number is 330-201-7425, and we can either help you with your children or your dad, your aunts, your uncles, or we can also help you with your four-legged animals if you have any kind of problems. So feel free to call or email. Have a great day. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Melissa. And then again, Denise with Right to Life, Northeast Ohio, if you can give your information there, too.
Sure. Our website is www.righttolifeofnortheastohio.com. Our phone number is 330-762-2785. And you can sign up to get regular emails and get our newsletter all right there on the website. And we're also on Facebook.
All right. Thank you, Denise. And I do want to thank all of our guests. And like I said, this has been an interesting experiment. And thanks to the moderns of cellular technology, we've been able to have everybody here. And we're all out here at the Summit County Fair. I encourage you to come out if you get a chance, if you're in the area. I know a lot of our listeners, I've met a number of listeners here actually each day at the fair so far. I've met somebody that listens to the program. And so really appreciative of Melissa Ward with Life's Little Adventures Farm, Bernard Christie, Harmony's Helping Hand, Denise Leopold, Right to Life, Northeastern Ohio, all out here at the fair with us. And come out and see us. And Lord willing, I'll be back in the studio live next week, and some little background noise and everything, obviously, from the fair. But I want to thank you for listening to us. And I want to thank our guests. We'll have this information up, Lord willing, on our website next week. And if you can't make it to the fair, you can still check out these fine organizations and also you can pray for us. Thanks again. Join us next week. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.